Welcome back to Sterling's Guys. My name is Arful, as you know, Managing Director of Sterling's Global. So today's topic is going to be slightly different than what we spoke last time. So this time we're going to be more specific about what we did for a growing Amazon brand that came to us, approached us saying, hey Arif, what we want to do, we're right now turning over £5 million a year. We're going to take it to 30, 40, 50 million pounds a year. I was like, right, hold on. So let's discuss about this, actually, the route and where you're going to go with this. So what we decided to do, cut down and come to 30 million, and we agreed to go 30 million. So how we did it, this is what we're going to talk about, the strategies that we implemented for that business to go from 5 million to 30 million within a very short amount of time. All right, so let's roll. So as I said, we are very specific towards Amazon only. This is an Amazon only brand, but we had to branch out in a couple of other platforms to make that happen. So here is how. So number one is systems and procedures. So first thing we had to do, we had to sit down and go through systems and procedures in that business. Systems and procedures is such a key component. I had to pick it on number one for you to put your big attention towards that. It's simply because if the operational processes are not ready, there is no point in implementing the rest of the processes that we created to grow this business, because at the end of the day, it's going to break. Now, systems and procedures, what they do, they allow you to copy the actual same system to over multi-millions over and over, over and over, while you're staying agile at the same time. If there's a human resources shortfall, or if somebody leaves from your company, you are pretty much ready and robust to replace that person or replace one sort of operational breakup as if the system's procedures ready. So for that, we have to choose a system, as in like a software program, like an ERP program, and we have to customize a couple of things together, what would work for their business model. I'm not going to share exactly what the brand is named. Obviously, that's the privacy of our client. But however, it falls within the Amazon criteria and the e-commerce niche, but very specific to Amazon, about 80-90% towards the Amazon. Okay, so systems and procedures had to be reanalyzed and remake and make the company robust by going into the actual dipping down to the actual processes, looking into it and sitting down with the actual owners and operational managers for days to figure out how it's operating, what are the weaknesses, what could it improve. That was the number one. So number two is about market analysis and product expansion. So as you can understand, the brand was doing 5 million already and just almost hitting the maximum amount of possibilities within those product criteria. Now, we had two choices. Either we had to expand that same products or the niches or same amount of SKUs globally to more marketplaces, or introduce more products within the same marketplace and at the same time thinking we're going cross-border even bigger, because the target was like huge. It's like 5 million to 30. Wow, it's not even 2x, it's like a number of x's in there. So how do you achieve that? And they only gave us a goal of 2 years time. So 2 years time, 30 million from 5 million, it's not an easy job, guys. So there had to be lots of expertise put into this place and lots of support that we had to go through. So market analysis and product expansions was one of the key components of the actual process. Now, introducing the new products as well as doing the proper research of the demand and if it matches with the brand, with the criteria, could we have targeted the same customers to buy a legs and an arm at the same time when they're buying the actual head, if that makes sense. So if they're buying one product, could you sell some accessories? Could you then basically say, okay, if we have that product, you might as well have some more of it. It's like, you know, just making sure that one product relates to a chain of products. That was the strategy that we went through. While they were at the beginning within the 5 million, they were selling just literally one product within one category. What we did then, we figured out how about we expand our product criteria, selling to the same person as a bundle, or maybe we do other sort of promotion, which I'll touch later, get the same customer to buy from us over and over again. Don't forget, it's 80% easier to sell to the same customer than finding a new customer trying to sell to them, because they're already used to your brand, right? We all know that you're smart business people. You're already turning over millions. That's why you're watching this video. So that's the strategy that we followed. It's a very simple process, even though you already know it. But following, actually listening to me now, is going to open up some, you know, pause over here, but like, maybe we could do that as well. That's the purpose here. Not only that, we had to also consider the trend, because you can't just choose a product and go and create a demand. That's a massive ask for the brand. So we had to go to the actual trend. We had to use Google Trend. We had to use, you know, multiple software to figure those out, what we're going to do. We had to use the, create a massive catalog of what products are possible to put into that actual niche alongside the existing products that are working. And from that, we had to agree and do lots of research, using lots of tools on Amazon, like Helium 10, Jungle Scout, very, very typical common tool like Zontool, and lots of other tools to see, and Google PPC tools as well, to see what's actually in trend, what's really in demand, how much, who is selling, figure out what would be the possibility of getting new reviews, and how can you get the products into the market, and how much should you actually sell. So based on a lot of factors, what we did the second stage, which is the product research and the expansion of that catalog. Number three is optimizing the product listings and doing the SEOs. After the product selections, it's like, okay, what we're going to do, the major change that's going to come now is actually optimizing the product listings. So it's not just the new products that we're going to go through. It's actually analyzing the existing products that we had in the actual catalogs as well as the stores. What were they lacking? What improvement could you do? Now, Amazon has got two type of A plus or A plus contents, as you know. One is the A plus standard content, and another is the A plus premium content. So we have to see, do you have the premium content all over or not? Because premium content, that exposure gives you, is like a massive trusted brand. That's the exposure you get on Amazon, just so you know. We then, after analyzing all these and the keywords, photos, videos, as well as the backend optimization, what are the competitors, 10 competitors doing with the 10 different products compared to ours, like a massive research to run through. Then we come down to, okay, so product analyzing the actual descriptions, images, videos, as well as doing the optimization for our organic ranking and making sure that we're choosing the right keyword towards the actual PPC campaign was a big task for us at the same time. This was our number three stage, and I will move to number four. By the way, guys, before I move forward, don't forget to subscribe and press the like button if you're enjoying this video so far. You've come so far because obviously you find some values in the video, right? So enhanced marketing and branding. How we are analyzing that is looking at what relationship does the brand have outside Amazon. That was the key here, because it's not just all about Amazon when you grow past X amount of revenues, because Amazon obviously has a decent reach to their customers. But don't forget, these customers who are making these decisions to buy on Amazon also go on other platforms to make those purchases or make those decisions if this is the right place for them. Now imagine having relationship with the top bloggers of the industry, and you have like monthly regular blogs going out about your brand, about your products. And also at the same time, you've got decent social media presence, as well as have an email marketing campaign. Even though you can't catch the email addresses from Amazon, you could think about a Shopify store on the side, right? So that was the strategy to come up with, like more of an enhanced marketing and relationship, as well as we had to have a team dedicated towards that to make sure they take care of this side only, or the marketing side. And we had to also build relationship with the actual influencers of the market. Maybe directly or indirectly, we had to get influencers like video influencers or Instagram influencers to do some promotions, not just promotions, mention us. And I mean, our brand, our customer's brand, this is the brand, this is the product, who is sponsoring this video, who is sponsoring this ad, such and such. So we had to come up with lots of different strategies, how we're going to enhance the branding and how you're going to operate the marketing. And for that, we had a dedicated team of 3 to 4 people just doing that on a daily basis. That's all their job was. Look, you're a managing director or a CEO, that's not your job. Your job is to make sure everybody else is doing their job. And also your job is to make sure you learn new things so you can optimize your team's work much more efficiently and better on a daily basis, and keep improving, keep growing. International expansion, which is a cross-border expansion. This brand was only selling in the UK and in Germany. So 5 million was quite common. Now, what we looked into that was crucial for the brand to grow that revenue at that level. 5 million to 30 million is not a small call. It's a big call. But if you do follow the strategy we're giving you, it's going to be piece of cake. Maybe not as easy, but it's going to be easier than what you thought. International expansion. How it happened? We looked at the actual data in the USA, because as you know, that's the biggest marketplace. As we looked at in Emirates, also we looked at India, Australia, and some other European marketplaces at the same time, like Belgium, Italy, France, Netherlands. The actual strength of the content and the actual brand presence was a lot more stronger in the UK than compared to Germany. So what we decided to do in that case, we decided to go for English speaking countries before we went for the other non-English speaking countries like France or Italy. It's simply because the marketing and the actual brand exposure was a lot more easier in English rather than actually doing in another language. Even the Germany was doing great, but it's not all about that here. We are talking about serious growth within a shorter period of time. It takes years to build a brand in a language. So we had to consider that, right? And we already developed the brand to a certain stage that developing in the same language and same habit of people was going to be a lot more easier, a lot more achievable. Then we looked at USA, and USA was the one. Because don't forget, in another of my videos, I already told you, in USA, you always think 10x, 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 10x. So potentially this brand could be doing 50 million rather than doing 5 million. That was our aim. Even if we couldn't achieve that 50 million, we know our target was 30 million, we'd definitely achieve that. So that's why you chose USA. Now, USA is extremely competitive. The keywords are a lot more difficult, as in like a lot more expensive to bid for. But if you have the in-house team and expertise, who are the genius in this actual niche or in the actual job, it's not very hard to achieve it. You just need the right people on the right role to do the job. Maybe it's difficult for you, not for the person who knows the inside out. It's not difficult for them. You always need to remember that. That's all about accepting somebody else knows better than you in something else. Somebody else is much better in doing a specific job than you do. You need to accept that. As a lot of CEOs and managing directors, they get offended by it if we mention it. But just chill out. Look at Warren Buffett. What's his strategy? Guy didn't know anything about such and such, such and such and such. What he did, he got the actual heads and the genius in such and such department, such and such task, such and such job roles. This is how he built his net worth, right? That's what all the successful people do. You're no different. So you must accept the fact that other people are better than you in certain type of work. And this is why they need to take lead, especially in this day and age of this growth between 5 million and 30 million. All right, we're doing serious business here. So we went to USA, and then basically we did our cross-border expansion. That helped us massively gain exposure to our sales. That, you know, the actual cross-border expansion was a great one and a key decision to make. Now let's move to the next strategy, what we did. Thanks for watching, guys. As you can appreciate, Sterling's is not just an e-commerce accountancy firm. We do understand e-commerce very well. And your accountants need to understand that if they want to help you to grow your business. If there's anything else that you think we can help you with or create more content towards to make it more beneficial for the high growth entrepreneurs like yourself, leave a comment and we'll try to produce a video for you. How about that? Is it cool? Right, don't forget to press the like and share this video. And if you really, really want to see more, do subscribe. Thank you very much.